$8,000, $8,000 of fireworks, $10,000, $10,000 of fireworks, and a legal retainer.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. Are you okay?
Yeah, those were some weird noises you made.
You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall. I am joined by basketball aficionado Holly Anderson, who you heard yelling, "The ball is tipped."
How? That was not me.
No.
That is so mean. Why would you say that?
Also joined by our other co-host, Ryan Nanny, in
other
beautiful
co-host.
Nashville, Tennessee. How are we doing, Ryan?
The emotional glue of the entire show. But
I'm sorry that I sang while you were doing the welcome. I'm sorry that
you too
I
sang.
That.
We
I
had
did
a chorus
that.
Going.
Holly didn't do anything. I did it.
And in beautiful Kennesaw, Georgia, as always, Jason Kirk. Jason, how are you recovering from our trip to Michigan?
I am not always in Kennesaw, Georgia.
I cannot leave.
I am allowed to leave. There is not a force field of any sort that I know of.
How was the trip, by the way?
It's wonderful.
It's fucking awesome.
Great.
What happened?
So,
Ohio State lost really badly.
So, our car was stuck in the middle of the street, is the thing. And Jason had the brilliant idea to just start yelling Midwestern names out the window until we could get the attention of the driver. A lady to turn her car around. And so we had a festive few minutes of being like, Sharon, Susan, Denise. And you may think this is a joke, but then we got to Deborah and her head whipped around and we got her to move her car.
I was going to say Brenda, which I feel is like just Deborah sort of flipped.
We thought it was going to be Linda. We really had high hopes for Linda. Mm-hmm. But
I was hoping Barb, but we didn't get a Barb.
Barb! It's just fun to say.
So Ohio State lost. And then that, of course, was the thing, the cornerstone pulled out that caused the toppling of what we consider to be the entire power structure of college football, at least coaching wise. I'm going to blame Ohio State for this because it's fun to blame Ohio State for things. Y'all, I was doing a show last night when that Brian Kelly thing broke.
Brian Kelly thing?
So Brian Kelly is now the head coach at LSU. Surprise!
What?
If you get your news from this podcast, first of all, God help you. Second,
there are far worse places.
Yes.
Listen, it will be late and it will be of questionable efficiency, but it won't be outright lies.
Yeah. What was it? 3, 4, 5 years ago when someone revealed that we were the ones who broke to them like 8 months later that Bob Stoops had retired.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. The information ecosystem has taken such a downturn in that time that I now feel good for that person if we are their lifeline to the world, because I trust us more than I trust most things they could be learning from.
That's right.
And that's sad.
These push alerts, they want to get you the news fast, and they don't necessarily tell you, you know, who knows if it's accurate, but the trusty old Shutdown Fullcast once a week will tell you whatever we happen to remember happened in the last 3 to 4 days, maybe.
Three to four months, years-ish.
Yeah,
a handy mnemonic for this one.
Frankly, okay. even our jokes, which again, we've never told a joke. All we do is actually describe reality, and then it happens. Even our jokes are accurate. I did...
Yeah, like if I were to say, coach who's cool with your players punching your girlfriends goes to a school that's cool with your players punching your girlfriends, that wouldn't be a joke.
No, that wouldn't be a joke at all.
Yeah, that is a handy mnemonic.
Yeah, or that I did joke that Lincoln Riley looked a lot like D.B. Cooper. Who else got the bag after getting on a plane and exiting at a place that people did not think he would exit? That is correct. Lincoln Riley and D.B. Cooper. The parallels are real.
This only works if, like, the other passengers on the plane were all salty that D.B. Cooper... Oh, he promised he'd stay on our plane. He promised we believed in D.B. Cooper as a passenger.
We don't know that wasn't the case. Like,
that's
after
fair.
8 hours or so, then I might have been like, that dude's sick.
Yep.
He's got the whole plane under control. He's in a badass suit.
He's got the whole
No.
That's executive decision now.
Yeah, that's
what we're describing.
That is.
That's what, the Clint Eastwood movie that I was trying to hop into like 3 weeks ago.
Is Clint Eastwood an executive decision?
Are
is
you thinking
not?
Of in the Line of Fire? Is that what you're thinking
of? Is he
of?
Not an
No.
Hang the fuck on.
No.
I will always say that you're thinking of Every Which Way But Loose, because that is the only Clint Eastwood movie that people should think of. Feels like, man, he did
Okay, Unforgiven. Okay, that's not the Clint Eastwood movie I'm thinking of. What's the Clint Eastwood movie I'm thinking of?
Describe it.
He's like a Secret Service agent.
Yeah, in the line of fire.
But not in the Line of Fire. There's another one.
There's another one?
I mean, it doesn't sound surprising that Clint Eastwood has done the same thing repeatedly.
Spy Kids 2.
He Gun! Was not in Spy Kids, was he?
No.
I don't fucking...
He would have smacked one of the Spy Kids.
Oh
you
my
can't
God,
put
not
Clint Eastwood in Spy Kids. You're Clint a mouthy Eastwood. Little brat, aren't you? Smack.
Clint Eastwood actually chose to work with animals instead of children. Remember, never work with animals and children. He actually chose to work with an orangutan before he made a movie with a child.
Because it's cool if you give an orangutan a cigarette. And it's not cool if
and
you do
beer.
That to an 8-year-old.
I like that in that movie, Clint
unless
Eastwood...
Unless you're at a South Carolina game, then you can give an 8-year-old a beer and a cigarette.
And bring an orangutan in the stadium. Yeah, you're going to need one. Especially if you're getting flattened 30-0.
Listen, Toby the Third. It's a hard life being a Gamecocks fan. You learn coping mechanisms right away.
There is no last name there.
You know what? Your stepfather was
absolute power.
Absolute power.
Absolute power.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I will just say this. I think
he's not a Secret Service agent. He is a jewel thief who witnesses a woman being. Shut up, Spencer. This isn't about you. He's a jewel thief who witnesses the murder of a woman by Secret Service agents.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
But that's not Murder at 1600, right? That's another movie.
Oh, Ryan, that's completely different. What the?
No, I'm just
you?
You're
thinking of the General's Daughter.
Yes.
Calm
sorry.
Down.
He's played Secret Service and anti-Secret Service,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
While also Makes making movies about both sides of World War II. This is a man
and made a movie about Richard Jewell and one about American Sniper.
So that movie,
going
The
on
General's Daughter.
Talk about having trouble with the curve. Am I right, Clint?
It came out, General's Daughter came out when I was living in Taiwan, and they used to do the hand-painted. Like, they still do the thing where they would have somebody paint the movie poster on the side of the theater.
Yeah.
And consequently, they varied wildly in quality. And The General's Daughter.
Let's see. You want to talk shit?
I'm laughing at something completely different. Do you guys know his name? His character's name in The Line of Fire?
What?
Yeah, they definitely let him make up his own name for this movie because this guy, I had to double check. His name is Secret Service Agent Frank Horrigan.
Horrigan.
Frank's a Horrigan.
No, man, like
that's
like
a college
Morgan,
basketball
like
coach
Morgan,
ass name.
But with an
oh
H.
Boy, yeah.
Also, your title is not Secret Service Agent, you dipshit.
So the movie poster for General's Daughter, the one in Taiwan, this was on one of the low quality
theaters.
Guess
what his name was in the Outlaw Josie Wales.
What? So on the side, they had painted
Frank Horrigan.
Duncan, Idaho.
Steve Adazio. That'd be amazing if his name was Steve Adazio.
There was
a
straight capitalization that made me think his character's name in Escapade in Japan was Dumbo Pilot. But
no,
he's actually the pilot of an aircraft named
so
Dumbo.
It kind
Can
of
Dumbo Pilot be the addition to Beckany and
sure.
Leon?
Dyla?
And Leon?
Dyla
yeah.
and Leon, yeah.
Why did Dyla just get completely abandoned? That was classic middle child shit from y'all.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, the poster said the general is daughter in English on the side.
Oh, okay.
The general is daughter. So that movie will never be anything but General is Daughter. Also, the Travolta on the side kind of looked like a blobfish. Like,
I invite you. Listen, talk shit. I invite you to paint John Travolta in a convincing way.
Don't
criticize art if you can't make it.
The general is.
Is dumb. That how it works?
I don't think that's how it works.
Listen, I just want Spencer to paint John Travolta. Okay, you're either on board with this or not.
No.
Okay, I'll buy in.
Like, do you want to? Do you want to release our greatest merch item ever or not, Jason?
I'll I'll go along with this. Here's the profits.
How could John Travolta sue? It won't look anything like him.
Okay, his character in Absolute Power's name is Luther. Luther yeah. Whitney.
Yeah.
Oh.
Luther.
So.
Does he make up all his own names?
I think he does. I really think he does.
All right.
I would just name myself Parker in every film and say it like I was Jason Statham.
He's Pardner in Paint Your Wagon.
Parker. I wanted to ask, okay? So right now.
Dumbo pilot.
We have a couple of openings.
That would be a great note to hand over to somebody as you jumped out of a plane.
Parker.
No, Dumbo pilot.
Dumbo pilot.
Leave him wondering.
I wanted to ask. Ryan,
I'm done.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Are you okay with Billy Napier? Are you with me in the like mature like sure?
Oh, shit.
Yes. Only because I've been thinking about everything that's transpired over the last day, week, 48 hours. Who's to say? Time has no meaning in coaching cycles in good times. Like one of the best coaching hires of, I don't know, the last 4 years is Sam Pittman at Arkansas. I think that's mm-hmm. probably an accurate assessment. There, like, I'm not going to say he's the best, but certainly has worked out very well. So I don't really trust my own judgment in terms of like, did we get the big name guy?
Yeah, I have no faith like, in my own judgment here.
Like, I suspect there is so much other shit that has to do with like, what kind of staff do they build? What kind of support do they have? Do they get lucky or not? That like, yeah, sure.
Boring. Give us a take.
I don't have one. I lack takes today. I'm sorry. I have a fridge though, so
boom.
How is the kick dent height?
Kickable. Very kickable. Okay. But that's fine. I'm good with that.
No, I'm asking like if your foot fits comfortably in it.
Your foot should always fit in the kick.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's enough to get like a good toe hold to actually climb the fridge. Mm-hmm. But give it time. We'll make it. We'll make this a climbable fridge one day. I guess all fridges are climbable if you really got the want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have openings here, okay? And rather than do the thing, the responsible thing that other podcasts might do where
can I do a meta thing real quick?
Please.
Which of these openings do you think will be filled by the time we publish this episode?
Oklahoma.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have all this fun. We'll do all this work, and they'll hire somebody while we're talking.
What school doesn't have an opening right now, but will by the time we publish this episode?
Cincinnati.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Okay. Yeah. I always like saying Ole Miss just to hear Ole Miss fans swan diving off of the nearest tall building.
Well, this Florida is how State. We get Lane Kiffin to Notre Dame.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. So
Lane Kiffin
wanted...
won the Cardinals job from Cliff Kingsbury in a game of poker.
that's entirely possible. It
just
is possible.
Han Solo'd that shit.
I'm not sure who I would trust less in a poker game out of those two, honest to God.
They'd forget the rules.
But for different reasons, yeah.
Yeah. They'd
forget
the rules. I
assume Cliff knows the rules to like a fuck it up degree, right? Mm-hmm. Like he's memorized mm-hmm. them 99.9% and that's when you get in trouble. Whereas Lane, rules don't matter.
Yes, Lane's not even looking at his cards.
It's no. faith not work
chips.
When it comes to Lane playing cards.
That's
like,
right.
Give me more or less. Done. Did I win?
Yeah. I'm all in.
Please stop throwing the touchdown sign up, Lane. Hand's not even over.
I'm all in.
And that's how you rattle a guy like Cliff, right? Cliff
yeah.
gets pissed off and leaves, and Lane has
that
won.
That or you tell him you can see his pores.
Oh, God. That's so unnerving.
I know.
Don't tell a pretty person that. No.
Just,
oh my God!
All you have to say to Cliff King
deserve our scorn.
All you have to say to Cliff Kingsbury: have you started using a new product? That's it.
Oh, you're a bitch.
That is so mean.
Mm-hmm. That is
I
so catty
it.
And mean.
And you.
I wanted to see if we could do a little bit of a role playing game. All right. I've designed a trap. This is my design. All right, and we will see what we can do. Each of you is going to be assigned a school, okay? The big schools
we
do get to go first. So the first one, and I'm going to assign, Ryan, I'm afraid you are going to get...
are you going to explain the rules?
Yes, I am. So Everybody is going to be assigned a school. Right now, you can see this is a note. It says Oklahoma. Oklahoma right now is being played by Holly. Holly, you get to hire for Oklahoma. Congratulations. Jason Kirk. Jason Kirk, you are going to be the AD at Notre Dame. Notre Dame, okay?
Finally, some leadership.
You are going to
You are the search firm, Jason.
That's how it works. That's what Jack Swarbrick said.
I know.
And I am be the Senate.
Ryan. because the schools that we have sort of run into the mid to less than mid at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to prepare yourself. But I also want you to play this in character if you can. And I only say that because the first choice you have is Fresno State, baby.
Okay.
Ow!
Okay.
Ow!
Okay.
Ow!
Okay.
All right. You get to be Fresno State. Jason?
I was thinking Fresno had filled their hole, but no, their hole was created by their coach filling Washington's hole.
That is correct. Kalen DeBoer, who went to Washington. Holly, you have a second team. I'm going to give you Oklahoma and Duke.
You're going
to be hiring to replace Cut.
Thank you.
Okay. So Duke, you're going to pick for them. I'm going to give...
Just like Clint Eastwood.
Jason, I'm going to give you this next one because I have to give Ryan the other one. Troy right now has an opening. Okay, so you will be picking for Troy as well. For those who don't know, that is not USC. That is Troy in Alabama.
Although you should definitely consider Clay Helton.
Yes.
So I have the Irish and the Trojans, two mythical, legendary people who...
I'm playing to your strengths here, okay? We're going with mythological histories.
Many stories were told of these people who allegedly existed.
But we want to be clear, Ireland has never existed.
Ireland, of course. We are still searching for it.
And Ryan, I'm going to give you my favorite of this, Temple. You are going to be hiring...
Oh, my God.
You're gonna be hired for Philly, baby.
Penny,
hold on. Fresno. Let me go get the jacket.
Fresno and Philly. Fresno and Philly are sister cities who make out with each other.
Ryan, I'm flapping.
Okay, so the order that we
not in any of the usual ways.
The order that we are going to go in, okay, is we are going to go Holly, Jason.
You look really upset.
Holly, Jason, Ryan, and the way that we're going to do this is
Ryan can't hear the rules. Because he left. He really did leave to go get his jacket.
Oh, you went to get his jacket. Okay.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
All right.
Note, he is wearing it over. He's wearing over his arms. No arms and sleeves.
Well,
like
it's
kind of Lombardi.
Like
it's
a cool guy. Yeah.
It's around the shoulders. Like
it's kind of
graffiti.
Yeah. It's kind of warm today, so I'm gonna wear it like a cape. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you saying the heat is on?
The H is out. Yes.
We are going to go in a specific order because I think it should reflect that
is,
the big
I want,
schools.
I only get Fresno State and Temple.
That is it. Everybody gets to all yeah. Right. There's like seven right. schools right now that are open. Now, of course, in the process of doing this, if you select a head coach from another team,
we'll open.
They
something up.
They come into play. Okay, so we will introduce them,
I like
and
this.
I will assign it to one of you, and then you will be picking for them. So,
so the quickest way to end this game would be to pick all coaches who are not currently employed, right?
Yeah, you could do that. I don't really care who you pick.
Or this game could last forever.
Hey, Cerber, how do you like that? 20-minute episode, buddy.
Woo! Now, I have this though. Okay, there are a couple of wrinkles.
Oh.
So we're going to go in turns. The order is going to be Holly, Jason, Ryan. Holly, as Oklahoma, will select first. I assumed that because, one, Oklahoma, big dog, they're going to eat first. Additionally, on the extremely insane scale that I have assigned all point values, okay, Oklahoma is going to be very persuasive. When we roll our virtual 20-sided die to decide whether you have accomplished something, Oklahoma's power is going to ensure that the rolls are going to be pretty successful. So, for instance, in this turn order, when you select a candidate, you're going to have to roll to see if they are interested, okay? For Oklahoma, that will mean attaining a threshold of 5, okay? Right. Because most people are going to be interested in the Oklahoma job. Now, Ryan, when you have Temple, Temple's going to be a higher threshold, okay? But we'll give you, that's up to about 12 for Temple. So most people won't be interested in the Temple job.
Sure.
But if you roll above a 12 for your candidate, then they'll be off the board for you, right? If you roll under a 12. If you roll over a 12, okay, cool. We're going to attempt a contract. We'll roll again, and we'll see, you know, whether you're going to make it happen. And then after every single turn, there is going to be a random event that changes the ecosystem. This stack of randoms I have in my hand, which anyone can see.
Oh, I created something very bad for us in that stack.
Which anyone can see may or may not affect the hire you just attempted to make. Okay? I have randomized and selected them. I will be peeling them off one by one.
This is the dorkiest thing you've ever done, and I love it.
Yes. Yes. So we will be going in order. So the order will be Holly, as Oklahoma, will be picking first. She will pick a candidate. She can, I don't really care. You could do currently employed, unemployed, no mythical figures, no fictional figures.
Really
Coach Taylor
rules,
is not eligible.
Before I really knew the rules, I had decided to like try and challenge myself by picking only guys who hadn't coached this past year. But I don't want this game to end too fast. Apologies to Jim Levitt.
There is one last wrinkle here. Mm. One last wrinkle. I am holding a note card in
Mac
front
Brown
of the camera.
Mac Brown is the Joker.
You could say, hi, everybody. Actually, Florida International is the Joker here. Right here, I have steals.
Steals.
Steals. Each person, without penalty, and at any point, may steal someone else's coach. You could just take it, okay? Everybody gets two.
That's a lot.
Of them. It is a lot. It is
so
a lot.
So wait, could I just fill my voids by just stealing their candidates?
But then could we steal them back?
That's right. You have two.
It's like a white elephant a little bit.
Are they always successful?
Steals are always successful.
Okay.
We're just going to like
And then it's a question of whether you want to spend one of your steals to get your guy back.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
So,
or if you say, you know what? You know what? It was a decent tenure, but we're looking forward to moving on from our era.
I think Todd Graham is interested in the Temple job.
Steal.
All right. So,
the name of Buffalo's current coach is also made up.
What is it?
Maurice Linguist.
And I believe
Mo Linguist.
That is a Lot 49 character.
He is either an English or comm major, as I recall.
Oh, awesome.
That's fantastic. Okay.
I love this.
So, we're going to begin with Oklahoma's athletic director, Holly Anderson. Holly, who are you selecting?
Now, Oklahoma has not run a coaching search.
Off
to a great start. Oklahoma is not running a coaching search since what, 98?
99, yeah.
And when they do hire coaches, they have tended in that data set of two hires towards the young guy, a play caller.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an unusual scenario, and in order to get back up and running as quickly as possible, I think they're going to overvalue administrative experience. Mm-hmm. So what I'm thinking about here is a candidate who has coaching experience in three different power conferences over the past decade or so, a guy who also has NFL experience,
mm-hmm.
A guy who has head coaching experience in the SEC, where Oklahoma is going to find itself in 2023, sure. And most importantly, an instant ready to go meme to let that social media team hit the ground running. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Oklahoma era.
Good.
Sorry to San Diego State.
Oh, my God.
To cost you Brady Hoke and Matt Araiza in one season.
Brady Hoke.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. All right.
The Pahokes.
So.
The Pahokes are their hated rival.
So, the threshold of 5 to exceed. I'm going to roll that. And you have 0. Sorry. Or 10. There we go. I'm sorry. There we go.
Wow.
I'm sorry. It came up 0 for a second. No, you're a 10. So, yes. Brady Hoke is interested. Brady Hoke, make up the terms of your contract. How much you want to give Brady Hoke to do this job?
Oh, to get him back to the Power 5? That's the thing. I don't even think you're going to have to spend that much.
Right. So, you want to lowball him?
Oh, yeah. Like 3.5 a year.
3.5 a year.
Yeah,
I was going to go like $350,000, but you know, yeah. All right, 3.5 a year. Okay, we're going to see if we get that. And Brady Hoke is now the coach with a passing role and a $3.5 million salary, making him the lowest paid coach in the Big 12.
Worth every penny.
Easy. Brady Hoke will do it for a dollar less than the competition as it stands. However, the random... Uh-oh. The random event for this round.
Oh, no, there's one for every
already?
One.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're in a random event. Okay. Random event.
There's a challenge to every hire?
Yes, there's a challenge to every hire.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You ready?
I picked out a couple of these and I didn't know this.
Now,
what we
some
were
of
doing.
These impact the hire and some of them do not. Some of them change the ecosystem and some of them do not. Okay?
Okay.
Random event number one. Agent lied to everyone.
Wow.
Everyone.
Okay, in which direction?
All of them.
Hoax
the deal
agent?
Falls. The deal falls through completely.
What? No.
Yes. There is no.
Wait, I can't roll for that?
You know what? We can let you roll for it.
No,
let's
wait,
see.
What are the rules?
Let's see. Well, this is Oklahoma, so you're very persuasive, right? So I think in order to.
But he really wants to get out of. He'll take it to get out of.
What did the agent lie about?
Everything. Was this was actually. And actually,
so
like,
it's not actually
said,
Brady Hoke? It's some other
when
guy?
When I said agent lied to everyone,
it's John
this actually
Hoke.
Applies.
You've accidentally signed John Hoke.
Yes, you signed John Hoke. You signed Brady Anderson, former outfielder for the Baltimore Orioles in the 1990s.
The
yes.
guy who flew too close to the sun in terms of hitting home runs. Like yeah, we were cool when it was like Barry Bonds hitting 70, then this dude hit 50, and we were like, hang on.
So I will.
Yeah. So who is the aggrieved party here?
I will tell you, by the way, that. You needed over a five because Oklahoma's very powerful. Okay,
God, you'd be a terrible dungeon.
You just skated at a six.
Okay,
just skated.
Okay,
what kind of dungeon?
What does that mean?
Yeah,
that means you were able to heal the wounds. You were able to go ahead and say, okay, the agent lied, but let's not let that scotch a good deal. All right,
like whose agent lied about what?
Doesn't matter. This actually happened in a very recent hire.
Then why
the
can't
agent
you have
pretty
a better backstory?
Skunked everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's
I think
okay.
we're
going
to wait on the wiki community to fill out the lore a little bit.
All right.
And now you, fine. The listener, take this to your friends and fill in the gaps. It's the first interactive shutdown forecast episode.
It's in the Silmarillion.
All right. We have Brady Hoke at Oklahoma.
You're
Brady
welcome.
Hoke. Remember, everyone has two steals.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
If you steal, do you get that coach at the negotiated salary? Like, if somebody tries to steal Brady Hoke, are they getting him at $3.5 million?
I'm going to go ahead and say that it would be impossible to steal for the same.
Okay.
So you would have to pay him. Now, I will also allow for comedic
I want to be clear. Temple can't pay $3.5 million, so it's not
if
really...
If you want to pay him $3.5 million and one, if you want to pay three, five...
Price is right this shit.
If you want to pay him a dollar more to go to Temple on the steal, that is absolutely fine with me if that's what you want to do.
That would be very funny.
Okay, but you are not next to Temple.
No, right? I just wanted to ask.
I can't believe y'all going to rob me of my memes like that.
So, next... Jason, you will be selecting for the University of Notre Dame.
There's a very successful coach available. First full season with his team. They're number 9 in the country. Proven national recruiter. NFL experience. That's a really boring thing to say. Notre Dame folks like boring stuff. Post Bible verses all the time. Lane Kiffin is your new head coach of the Fighting Irish. I telegraphed this one long. I feel great about it. There's no downside here. A few Notre Dame fans have expressed dismay and concern. Oh, he'll burst on fire soon as he walks into Mass and whatever. Like, you hired Lou Holtz. Settle down. You employed Brian Kelly as long as you possibly could. Newt Rockne never told the truth in his life. Settle down.
What is Lane Kiffin's, like, entrance gimmick? When he takes the Notre Dame job, like what's he doing at the press conference?
He can wear a little green suit.
Sure.
I guess.
Okay. So what we need to.
I'm not Irish, but I'm feeling pretty lucky.
he's going to walk into shipping up to Boston, right? He'll be like, that's the song they always play.
Mm-hmm. Why is he wearing Celtics tearaways?
I actually think he's going to come down in like an MTV Moon Man style spacesuit, but it's going to be fleece lined because he's just so cold. Mm-hmm.
I have rolled for you to see if Lane Kiffin is interested. You needed to exceed a 5, Jason.
Holy shit.
You, at a 17, Lane Kiffin picked up the phone, stumbled over a table, did a pratfall, and was like, hello, Notre Dame, in front of Ole Miss staffers.
This is Lane O'Kiffin at that point.
Yes, that is Lane O'Kiffin.
Is it Lano or?
That's what I'm sure. I'm certain at some point in college he was called Lano.
Lano Calrissian Kiffin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Make him an offer. Make him an offer. What do we got?
We're a private school, so I don't have to divulge that.
Question mark, question mark, question. That's between you and God.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Me, and, God, and Lane Kiffin.
You mean the Catholics own the deed to the Azores?
Yeah, I will tell you. Lane, whatever this number was, he was just barely okay with
just
it.
Just stuck just, a 69 just, onto the end of it, and he was like, fine.
Yeah, he wasn't convinced until you made it dot 69, and then he was okay. Okay, so right now, Notre Dame has selected Lane Kiffin. Now, this enters a new wrinkle, which is that we have an open job. That open job...
Oh, we have two.
Yes. We do. We have San Diego State. Thank you.
I was thinking the open job being San Diego State, and Ole Miss is just sort of, we're just going to... We don't have to think about Ole Miss anymore. We're finally rid of it.
That's a wonderful reward.
Absolutely not. I'm going to go ahead and assign Ole Miss to Ryan. Ryan, you are picking for Ole Miss as well.
Classic Ole Miss.
So you are now in charge of three schools. Congratulations. You are a consulting firm. I'm going to go ahead and give San Diego State.
I've been mean to Stephen Godfrey online, so I think I'm more than qualified to run the Ole Miss coaching search.
And Jason, I am going to go ahead and give you San Diego State to continue our... Jason only does the ones that are in the game Civilization. Right now you have left the Trojans and the Aztecs.
Like
the Aztecs, yes. Unlike the Irish, were a real people, though.
That's right.
Yes, that's correct. Correct. Right now, we are going to go ahead and move on to Ryan.
No random event here.
Oh, we do have a random event. Sorry, I'm already messing up the order. Thank you.
We forgot to make homework.
I'm telling you, we're making.
Don't forget, we have a quiz tomorrow.
I mostly want to get
Northwestern nanny.
I mostly want to get to Holly's random event to see what it is.
The right bell now, hasn't rang yet.
Oh, there is a third school in play. By the way, a third new school because. The random event was Kirk Ferentz retires. Iowa's open,
shit.
Baby.
Oh. There goes my San Diego State
Iowa.
Plan. That was my whole San Diego State plan.
Iowa goes,
you were
going to
hire Brian.
Goes.
You were going to hire Brian Ferentz, Jason.
Oh God, yes. Now I can
for $8 million.
If you got a really high roll, you could coax him out of retirement to San Diego State, right? You would just have to roll for it.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe I'll give that a shot.
Ooh.
In my understanding of these rules that I've just developed.
Ryan, you will be selecting for Fresno State.
Hot damn.
All right. I would like to offer the Fresno State job to Alabama defensive coordinator Pete Golding.
I don't know who's going to be happier about that.
Because he's just got... I just love his Fresno State vibes, man.
Okay.
Also, I just love him. He just needs to leave. Like, yeah. That life is going to kill him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything about his play calling. He just needs to leave. It's never going to be happy there.
So, with a roll of 11 on a proposed roll of 10 to see if interest, okay, you pick up the phone and you say, hey, listen, it's Fresno calling, baby. You want mama's calling, you want to come home? And Pete Golding answers, and this is official, Pete Golding has to answer with
that's mama. It.
Yeah, mama, okay, cool, you got a team. That's what Pete Golding says. He is interested. Make him an offer, Ryan.
I'm gonna offer Pete Golding $1 million a year flat.
Flat.
Yeah,
I like that because it's like, bitch. Oh, that's a rich.
That's
number.
So much.
Yeah,
that's so,
yeah.
That's so much very, beer.
It's very much like what would a 12-year-old think is a lot of money, and $1 million a year is a lot of money. To be clear,
listen, we're bloggers, man. Oh my God!
I'm sorry.
Can I see if I point my camera at the screen? Can they see the number?
Your strategy. No, here. Hold on.
No,
I got it. Your strategy has worked beautifully.
You rolled
a 19. Yes. You literally, Pete heard $1 million, and he was like, "Dude, that's fuck you money." That means I get to say fuck you at the liquor store.
That's right, Pete, do you know how many kayaks that buys? Shit, man. You'll have a garage full of kayaks.
Do you know how many trucks you can buy for $1 million? Like four of them.
Can you spot me gas money? I'll start driving right now.
Yeah, I just bought four trucks. I need gas money.
Wait, how much do you
to drive my cost? Trucks? No, one by one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pete Golding being late for work because he blocked himself in the driveway with his other truck and he had to pull the truck out.
It's Christmas. My playbook was in truck one, and truck four was blocking in truck one.
Welcome and to Christmas morning in Fresno when it's time again for Pete Golding's Christmas parade of trucks and kayaks.
My third truck is actually named Beckany. She's very sensitive.
This is my eighth truck, Torcus. I call him that because he's got torque.
I also, let's note that Bama is now building a Ryan Nanny statue for.
I am the most popular person on Alabama internet.
Is there,
that's true.
Instead of a. Okay, can I throw a curveball and instead of a random event generator this round, just Bama just writes Ryan a $500 million check?
I was. If he was going to fail this role, I was just going to make up a Saban multiplier where you got an instant reroll where he called and he was like, hey.
Listen, offer him 1.2, I'll kick in half of it just to get him out of.
Saban calls and says, make it $2 million, all right? Half of it.
I'll get you some Aflac. We'll get you a policy. Throw it on top of that. It's tax-free, tax-exempt. It's term.
Wow, Ryan, your AD skills are amazing.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, I'm impressed with everyone so far. You guys are doing great work so far. We're going to come back around to Holly, all right, who now has to choose. She's been given a new assignment in the form of Iowa, but that is to come. We're going to go in order, and you're going to select for Duke.
I'm going to do something really boring here because it is 5:21 on Tuesday, November 30th. And so as of this moment, the Duke job is not filled yet. Spencer, what is it?
We have a random event.
God fucking damn it.
Holy
I haven't been picked
event.
Yet.
It's good that he event. Remembers and he gives you the setup first and then he's like, but first.
Sorry. We do have a random event. And this random event is simply...
He actually put the first one back on the stack, and he pulled Kirk Ferentz retires again, which I actually believe.
The Bears!
What?
Oh, the Bears!
Okay.
Because the Bears, in all of their infinite wisdom, have come in and said, you know what? This Pete Golding, he's some
fuck.
Hot stuff.
Fuck!
Damn.
Fuck!
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We just bought
right?
a truck.
Fuck!
You did.
He really does look like a Bears coach.
So right now, Fresno's got to clear a 10 in order to get this, in order to make a counter.
In order to fight off the Chicago Bears.
Fight off the Chicago Bears.
If you extruded Matt Patricia through a tube, I think you would get Pete Golding.
Hey, listen, brother. Some people are just born for the Valley, okay? And with a roll of 16, you clear it.
Oh,
Pete Golding.
God.
Pete That's Golding right. turns down the Chicago Bears.
That's just right. blessed by
fuck
God.
Off, Bears.
Fuck the Shields.
But I am going to go ahead and introduce this, that the Bears do hire Matt Campbell out of Iowa State. So now Iowa State is open.
They moved the line from Pete Golding to Matt Campbell.
I would also yes. propose this. I think I now have to at least pay Pete Golding $2 million a year. I think I had a double Pete Golding salary to keep him. I think that's a fair saving role.
That's like 12 trucks.
For any other coach, you'd have to pay like $9 million.
Yes.
But like Golding
but
brain.
Oh my God, $2 million. Buddy, oh jeez.
We'll double that's the so amount many. Of trips you can take to the go-kart.
That's like two that's... of me. That's awesome.
Listen, Fresno Pete Golding is a revelation. So happy you did this.
Listen, I really hope this is the one thing we've spoken into existence in the future.
Okay, Iowa State is going to go to.
You just gave me Iowa. So
yeah, yeah.
Something.
No, I'm going to give it to Jason. Jason,
that's a conflict Jason. Of interest there. If you're getting
you will be selecting. You will be selecting for Iowa State. You will be selecting for okay. Iowa State. So congratulations, Ryan. Some pithy negotiating.
Fuck, I'm good.
Holly for Duke. I am sorry I interrupted.
I'm going to do something super boring because I really think one of the names that is being kicked around, again, as of this recording, hasn't actually happened yet. I think Jeff Munkin would be kind of awesome
Ooh.
At Duke. And that okay. is one of the names that we have heard being kicked around. I don't know if that's actually going to happen yet or what. I know there were some agitation for Will Healy and whatnot, but I'm genuinely interested to see what a Munkin offense might look like with the personnel of beloved David Cutcliffe and my precious Blue Devils.
He picks up the phone. You say, hey, it's Duke. And he says, Big Daddy Monk here. He is, with a roll of 15 over a passing of 10, he is extremely interested in this job. Why don't you make this man an offer?
Oh, it's Duke. $4 million.
Ooh. $4 million. Let's see if he's going to do it. You know what? $4 million ain't enough because he knows Duke got money. You want to make one more offer here?
Yeah, $6 million. Because I don't have a budget in this game.
13. That's
there,
it.
That was easy.
With a 13, Jeff Munkin begrudgingly takes your $6 billion a year to coach Duke.
Listen, I went from Northrop Grumman money to tobacco money. Tobacco and hedge fund money. What's not to like?
$6 million a year to coach Duke football. You are picking Iowa, so giving an exorbitant salary for...
We're setting an interesting floor here.
I budgeted with Hoke in the first round.
So Brady Hoke is making almost half of what Duke's head coach is making. All right.
To coach Oklahoma.
Yeah.
To Oklahoma.
That's fine. I guess Brady Hoke's agent shouldn't have lied.
That's
you know
true.
You know how we keep saying because they wanted to? That's us now.
That's because we wanted to.
Random event.
Fuck.
I was really
God
hoping you'd forget.
I almost did.
This is going to be one of my events.
Probably. Oh!
Is it my event?
It is your... No, I'm sorry. Jeff Munkin fabricated part of his resume.
That's not my
event. Yes. Needs to turn out whether anyone cares. We're going to see if you can clear a role here.
Jeff Munkin stole valor?
Yes, 14!
Oh, it's Duke. They don't care about ethics or morals.
Wow.
Well, no, man. Blowing right through that fabricated resume.
Actually, my role of a 14 on this indicates that they are more enthusiastic about him after finding out insider trading.
But you're literally accusing him of stealing valor, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah,
but he's not an army anymore, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, yeah.
Excellent. We are going to move on to Jason picking for Troy. You will
Spencer,
be selecting.
I have also opened a job.
You have opened a job. That is right. Army is on the board. Army. I'm going to assign.
It would be funnier if this went to Jason, but you should probably give it to me because I only have one school now.
There you go. We'll give it to you. You're going to be
Army and Trojans and Aztecs.
Army is also fake.
Troy. You're going to be selecting for Troy, Jason.
Okay. So I'm looking for two things here. I want someone with three things. I want someone with conference ties. I want to weaken a rival, and I want a Trojan. All right. I'm a Trojan lifer. So we're going to go get Clay Hilton.
Let's see.
I gave serious thought to bringing him back for Oklahoma and just closing that loop in this way.
So first of all, let's see if our boy's interested. You know what? He's not interested. Can you sweeten the deal a little bit?
Didn't even make him an offer.
No. Just, you know, give him a little something extra.
No, he's not interested.
There's a Publix in Troy.
Ooh.
I don't know if there's one in Statesboro.
Well,
this can be ascertained.
Oh,
hey, listen, upon hearing that the
agents
are
Publix. Are you
wait. Publix coming to Statesboro next fall. He's got to wait till 2022, yeah. October 2022.
I'm sorry, that man's out of that job. He's done. He's falling.
Aren't you glad we looked?
He wants to go where shopping is a pleasure. So let's see. What you going to offer Clay Helton, sir?
Or Troy. $650,000.
Yeah. Let's see how interested Clay Helton is in working for $650,000. And he is damn interested. His eyes light up. That's more than a million.
I want to be clear. Clay Helton just took a $150,000 pay cut.
Shrewd.
It'll help it become more clear to the readers if you read the roll numbers aloud.
Yes,
as you.
We will. In order, by the way, that he had to get
so
a
that
10.
Was a, that was a 16.
Had to get a 10 to pass. That's a 16. He was beyond interested.
But with the BOGO savings at Publix, he'll make up that $150,000 quickly.
Listen, the Thanksgiving, the turkey cranberry subs are on sale right now. I just held him up a photo of one of those. And
Did someone say savings?
Oh, no.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure did. Yep.
That's when you put money away. I have a hard time doing that. Is there some way to help me control my financial destiny?
Well,
it's called
Apparel's running a 20% off sale.
Yes.
That felt good. that felt
Tell
good.
Me I'm lying.
I didn't know which ad we were going for, honestly.
By the time you listen to this, that sale will be done, but you know it won't be done is the Fullcast 20% off code, your first order. And what will always be true is the incredible comfort and good looks and variety of Homefield Apparel's many and wonderful offerings. I suspect by this time comes out, they will have announced which school will have won the race for the joggers. Last I checked, it was a very tight race between Michigan and Tulane.
Just as always.
We were like 30th on the list, which is nice to know. I don't even know what Fullcast joggers would be. Like, what would we put on?
Arnold's tiny donkey honky tonk on the butt.
On the butt, yeah. Tiny donkey honky tonk.
Tiny donkeys, yeah. So it probably won't be that, sorry. But yeah, you'll have a new jogger option. I'm very happy that Michigan beat Ohio State. I'm not going to buy Michigan joggers. I would buy Angry Wave joggers for sure. Mm-hmm. So like selfishly, I want that to be the answer. But on the other hand, if it's Michigan, they'll sell like 80,000 of them conservatively. So whatever works.
Speaking of savings, if you are the newly hired coach at Troy University and you have to make do on $650,000 a year, and you have foolishly given away $150,000 of your salary, you're going to need to make your way back to retirement condition. One way to do that would be to visit acorns.com/fullcast when you will get $5 in your starting retirement kit. And then you can set it up to have more dollars go in it. They'll all be yours from that point on. But the good thing is the magic of investment stuff. Some of the dollars will not have been yours before they became yours. So that's how retirement works. If you're Clay Helton and you're smart enough to go to acorns.com/fullcast.
If you're Fresno Pete Golden, you don't need this. You got
money. You're not listening.
No, man.
$2 million? I can live on that forever.
Live hard, die young. I'm Pete Golding.
What if Pete Golding lives to like 98?
What do you mean if?
Then we've done something wrong. My only worry is that Pete Golding didn't have enough fun.
Pete Golding's going to get big into wine, but not intelligently into wine, right? Because he's in Fresno. He's like, got wine here. What kind do you like? Red.
Cooking. Red. I like cooking wine.
It's my favorite.
Because it gets me cooking.
I like table wine because that's where I sleep after I drink it.
And if you get acorns.com, you can afford all the table wine you can handle, Pete Golding. Just put it, you could even put it aside in a special investment fund and label it Table Wine
table
Fund. You
wine
could do that.
Fund.
You could call that. You can have, you know, for your kids, you can put aside a table wine fund for each of them. Under the family plan, you can just put under the early plan, just put it aside. And when they turn 21, you can be like, son, I've given you the gift that only a father can give, table wine for life.
As Ernest Gallo did for his children.
That's right.
So I now do for you.
Pete Golding, the best head coach in the history of Fresno State football.
Pete Golding Vineyard Estates now belongs to you, son.
Hi.
Why does the cork open on the bottom?
Because it's like a complete sun.
Chug, chug.
We work with gravity, keg. Like nature intended.
Look at the wine keg stands and shit.
He drank a keg of wine? Yeah, he just drank a keg of wine.
Yeah, it was fucking sick.
At Pete Golding Wine, we bottle this shit after 3 months because you ain't got time to wait.
We bottle it after 3 months because this is a good fucking year.
Every year's a good year at Pete Golding Wine.
Be sure you get the March.
He's out here selling he's fucking a car company. You got to try the 2022s just rolled onto the lot.
We got to move these babies.
Got to move them. Go, go, go. Bring in your old wine.
Why does this bottle of wine have a Carfax report? I don't understand.
Because it's been through some shit. It needs a good home. Are you the forever home for this wine?
Pete Golding wine.
This is a good starter wine for your kid, man.
It's more of a daily wine. It'll get you through your commute.
A commuting wine.
You know, you get a lot of traffic here in Fresno. It takes me a fucking hour to get to work. I need a couple bottles of wine.
your table wine fund only at acorns.com. All right. God damn. We just had Jason just picked, so we are going to go ahead and, after rehoming Clay Helton from Georgia Southern into the Publix friendly Troy, Alabama. We just gave Auburn light.
So that's Clay another Helton. Job. We've opened another job now.
We have opened another job. We have opened the Georgia Southern job. I am going to go ahead and give that to you, Ryan, but don't worry about that just now.
Okay.
Because right now you are going to be picking for the team that I thought you were most well suited for, and that is Philly's own Penny's Pride, the Temple Owls.
Go Birds. Yeah. I am picking not a Philly mainstay, but somebody with Pennsylvania roots and who has coached at a couple big programs in the state. Somebody who has head coaching experience that went fine, would certainly be fine from Temple standards, and I think might actually take this job. Like, I'm not super mm-hmm. confident in that because it's Temple and it's 2021. But I would like to offer the Temple job to Joe Moorhead, the offensive coordinator at Oregon.
This is an excellent pick. So first of all, let's see if Joe Moorhead's interested.
Okay, not feel good about this.
Barely. Oh, yeah. With an 11 out of 10, Joe Moorhead.
God, this is a very realistic game.
Barely interested. So we better make a really competitive offer.
Okay.
I'm going to bring me the corpse of Hitchbot.
Well, let's see.
11 again.
I will offer Joe Moorhead. I mean, it's Temple. I don't think I can offer him like more than $900,000. I don't think I can do better than that.
Well, listen, that's a middling offer, and you get middling interest. But Joe Moorhead needs a gig, so he's yes. going to take it. Okay, good.
Great.
So Joe Moorhead for $900,000.
I like how we're sticking within realish budgets with no real incentive to do so.
I like that Holly immediately was like, $6 million. Do you want $6 million?
Yep.
It's
yep.
Duke.
Fuck it. It
they,
is Duke.
They can.
Coach K is leaving. There's a salary cap.
You played
in that athletic department. Budget.
You played that in character, which I appreciate. That Duke was just like, "What is money? Here you go."
I'm always here for improv partners.
There is one problem though, Ryan, because the random event is Booster Revolt. They're like, that guy sucks.
Temple?
What the fuck?
Yes, a Booster Revolt in Temple.
Sports fans revolted.
Both of them.
All two of them.
If you are a Temple booster, please find me on Twitter and I will find anything better to do with
your
money.
Not in this Temple.
Is it like Danny DeVito's character from the show?
That yes, guy's it's mad? Frank. It's Frank.
It's Frank.
So yeah. So it started blasting Ryan.
Yeah. God. So all Ryan right. starts blasting. Booster but
Revolt.
Ryan's. Yeah, Booster
Ryan
Revolt. We're going
to
see.
Danny DeVito.
We're going to see if. We're going
to
see
if. Show in a brown wrapper.
Yeah, we're going to see if armfuls of cheesesteaks and Night Train are going to soothe the savage beast. Okay, Ryan's going in to negotiate with the boosters, and he needs to really press it.
Oh my god,
they love the Night Train with a roll of 19 out of 20. The two boosters at Temple are immediately the biggest Joe Moorhead fans in the world.
That's right.
Ryan.
Frank and Charlie are on board.
Ryan.
Frank
showed
and Charlie.
You showed up in the jacket, didn't you? You just yep, showed up in the
I did.
Jacket.
I did. That's... I said, hey, you got Penny's word on it. You got Penny's fucking word on it.
Penny Nanny. You don't miss.
And with 900K and the corpse of Hitchbot, you have convinced Joe Moorhead to come to Temple.
Okay, I thought until like 3 minutes ago when I looked it up that Hitchbot was Christopher Hitchens' severed head just in a jar.
It is.
He'd be fine with that.
He'd be fine.
Sure.
And I didn't realize that there was an actual story here.
Oh, yeah.
That Philly killed Hitchbot.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
That's great. Holly, you what? Are up next, and you are going to be selecting for, I believe at this point, Iowa in order, because Iowa was open first.
Yeah, fine.
Right. You're going to be selecting for Iowa.
I'm not prepared for Iowa. I would rather pick for Army at this time.
I will allow that. Go ahead.
Because Army has to move with speed. Also, I legitimately feel bad about what I did to Army, even though it's probably going to happen to Army, taking away their very good coach to have him go coach another beleaguered program. So I thought that I would give them a coach who is used to dealing with having to make something out of nothing and having to work in a weird set of strictures amidst programs that are that have a lot more advantages. And somebody who deserves better than he has gotten in many stops of his career, Derek Mason, please go coach Army. We will give you defense contractor money to do so.
I like this. I like this pick.
Yeah. So first of all, let's see if Derek Mason is interested.
I mean, he's been at Stanford, so he probably knows a lot of defense contractors, right? And he's been at Vandy.
I also with like this because if this works, you have put Brian Harsin entering his first offseason after being there with both coordinators gone since they just fired Mike Bobo. It's great.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Superb. You're doing great work.
That's by very way, Auburn.
With a roll of 17 out of 20, Derek Mason is intrigued.
Derek Mason, very interested.
Very interested. He wants to hear more. What you going to offer this man?
Again, he's got those Stanford connections that help him have pull with the defense contractors, none of which, as far as I know, are big-time Army football boosters, but this is my world now. Mm-hmm. So let's give Derek Mason let's call it like a $4
million. $4
million? Wow. All right.
You really are Gary Barta.
Nothing's
all right.
too good for our troops.
Money's not real.
Future troops.
Yeah, for $4 million. Oh, listen, Derek Mason's not.
I rolled a 6 because I think Derek Mason thinks that amount is tawdry, mm-hmm. and he is absolutely right. I would like to re-roll again for like $3.9 million and a drone.
You know what?
17.
The drone That's did right. it. The drone yep. did it. Okay. He wasn't yep. so much
no,
interested in the money.
This isn't like a package drone. This is a drone that can deliver missiles.
That's right. The murder yeah. really, really, really sealed the deal here. Okay, the deadly killing power of a drone gave you a 17 out of 20. Derek Mason.
Mace cap.
Derek
the fucked
Mason.
Up thing is that at Army they just ask the drone to run the ball. So like,
Derek Mason
staring up at a floating drone. We have a lot to learn from one another.
We're not so different.
We do have a crisis though in the form of a random event.
Shit.
The random event in this God case is it. This. There is the town hates the wife. The whole town.
Oh God.
The whole town.
What town?
West Point. They're just like,
I'm not
going
to do anything to fix this. Go ahead and roll it, and I'm just going to try and weather the storm because this is horse shit.
Oh, you just barely passed.
That's 10.
Yeah, it's okay.
The town of the fort hates the wife.
The fort hates the wife.
The fort hates the wife.
You know what? And they reach out and he's the wife.
This was actually one of my events, and we'll explain why later.
Yes, because...
But Spencer originally came up with the wife hates the town. I'm like, no. Flip this and just have everyone decide the wife.
Goody Mason, I saw her. She can swim.
I saw Goody Mason in a Navy shirt.
Yes. Spencer can't swim, and that's how you know he's not a witch.
That's correct.
That's also how you know he's not an Army wife.
Ryan. Ryan, you are selecting...
I've been jumped.
Yeah,
I've not
Jason's
been jumped.
Turn.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I did jump. It is Jason's turn. I was right the first time. You are selecting this time for... You have San Diego State, my friend. The mythical theme continues.
So what we love most here at San Diego State is not scoring points. We prefer to
that
play defense and special teams. We're going to trust our punter pipeline. I'm going to go out and I'm going to find a guy with California experience, number 129 in the nation in offensive snaps, number 122 in adjusted pace, 128 in not throwing the ball downfield. To shorten the stat a little bit, David Shaw knows a thing or two about coaching at a school with high academic standards, and he will be applying that experience here at San Diego State University.
God,
we just eviscerated Stanford.
So here we go.
I'm mostly mad that we have to fill a Stanford job now.
Oh no! Here, give me that.
So with the set,
I'll fix that.
With a roll of 7, I'm going to need a little sweetener to just even hear this offer.
I'm sending him a highlight tape of our punts from this season.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a hard time keeping him out of the office.
You do, because you rolled a 13, so he's definitely hearing it. Let's see what the offer is.
We're going to go $1.4 million. That's all we got.
That's not even Golding money.
Well, it's we're not Fresno State. Yeah. We don't have our own vineyard.
But not everybody's a Golding.
Well, listen... Remember, David Shaw.
$1.4 million and Stanford guy, an NFT. Huh?
Oh God, we're gonna call the wine the Golding Hour.
Ooh.
If it's San Diego State, it has to be an NFT of like a barbed wire tattoo.
NFT of like.
It's an NFT of the movie barbed wire.
This butt I saw at the beach.
Yeah, or of a taco smoking a joint. Yeah, like a walking taco, like an anthropomorphic taco smoking a joint.
It's
with
Alvin.
With its
Calvin,
butt out.
Calvin pissing on a joint? I don't get it.
Yeah, from like Big Taco Surf Shop. Big tacos. Eat them. David Shaw, by the way, I can't see taking anything more like punting in plus territory and passing up on points than taking $1.4 million all the way down from your Stanford salary. You rolled a 19 out of 20 because David Shaw wants this bad because he's over the 50 and still wants to punt. So, yeah, baby, none more San Diego State than David Shaw. Congratulations. You went ahead and did it. This does open up another gig, though, which is we have Stanford, and Holly has requested the full ruination of Stanford football.
I have a terrible idea.
She will go ahead and take it. San Diego State is off the board. Stanford is now on said board. Ryan, you are going to be selecting four, and I expect a themed voice for this. Ole Miss! You're going to be selecting the coach at Ole Miss.
Daddy, you woke up the dog.
I say.
God, this sucks. I don't.
Now you are in Ole Miss athletic director mindset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
What the fuck?
All right. I'm looking through my list here. Okay. I think I feel good about this. I would like to offer the Ole Miss job to Mac Brown.
What is Mac Brown's accent going to be if he coaches in Mississippi?
Oh, I think it's actually perfect.
You think it's where it is?
I think it's going to get worse. He's going to sound like Cate Blanchett in that Aviator movie. We're not like other people, Howard.
It's going to sound like Cape Fear.
I don't ever fear Cape.
I believe in small government and Big Ham.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be very midnight in the Garden of God.
Hello. Welcome.
Long, wet handshakes that last 3 days.
Jesus Christ.
I thought going for the field goal when we were down by 8 made sense at the time.
May I offer you a petit four?
A petit four.
He speaks French like he speaks Spanish, and we all remember how he speaks Spanish.
Entiendo. So with Ole Miss, we have Mac Brown. Mac Brown, by the way, now that you mentioned it, you rolled a 15 out of 20. Mac Brown is on that hook. Make this man an offer.
I only want to offer Mac Brown $3 million for this job.
Make him earn it.
I don't.
The Confederate flag.
I don't want him to feel actually loved. I want him to know that he is just
not a problem. Ryan, don't you want to let Mac Brown's personality do that for you?
Ryan. Apparently, the appeal of the Grove.
How does Ryan keep doing this?
The appeal of the Grove is simply too much for this one wintergreen to resist.
The pleasure of your company is simply more than any money could be valued at.
Is that a 20?
Yes.
You have rolled a 20 out of 20. Mac Brown is actually going to write you a check to take
a critical hit to my heart, m'lady.
That is Ryan rolling 2 19s and a 20.
If Ryan is on fucking fire.
This is the fucking antidotum for your enemies to stay in Ole Miss parlance.
And Ryan, of course, because he is only going to make this situation worse, has opened up another job. That's right. UNC is now open. UNC is going to go to. I'm going to give it right back to Ryan here, actually. Right, there we go. Right. It's going to go. It's
you got to go fix the mess you made.
That's fine.
Yeah, you do have to fix the mess you made. Actually, I'm going to give it to Jason because your resume is a little light here. Okay. So we'll go ahead. We're going to go ahead and have you pick that right now because you all
Jason's
doing
is. I was hoping I could clear out my deck and then clock out. But
No. This is Uno. I'm just going to keep giving you cards. Reverse. So, yes, you have managed to. Well, we're really bringing coaching salaries down, by the way.
Good.
Somebody has to, goddammit.
For the people. All this money is going straight to children.
Just we're gonna give it to the children's fund for children. We do have a random event though. Oh, Mac Brown wasn't quite so sure because he got to the Grove and it wasn't quite the Fantasia he imagined. And by that I mean, he's still working on the accent. So he's got cold feet. I need you to see if you can roll another.
No, fuck it. I'm cutting bait. Send him back. Send him back. Send him back. I don't fucking want him.
Thanks,
you don't know. In the Grove.
That's it. Jason, you're welcome. You don't got to fill the cold. UNC
Wait,
job.
The other one. What if Stonewall Jackson had gotten cold? Actually, that might have saved a lot of trouble.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to Holly. We'll come back. Listen, we'll come back to Ole Miss. We'll come back to Ole Miss because, they missed on the
turn. Fuck Mac Brown. Turn it down, Ole Miss.
Nobody. Ole Miss does not negotiate.
You remember Jeff Jagosinski at Boston College when he had like one interview with the Jets and they were like, fuck you! They fired him.
Again, you shouldn't keep a guy who's like, I think I want to work for the Jets. You shouldn't let that person like be around children. Fuck that. Molding young minds.
Holly, I will let you do dealer's choice here on who you have to fill here. You can select.
I'm going
to
take Stanford.
All right.
Because I'm afraid somebody else is going to steal this one before I do.
Okay.
Iowa the other school you still have?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, God, this pick would work for either of them. Would you agree that Stanford is, if not the most out-of-touch school? And by out-of-touch, I mean when you're talking about the muckety-mucks who run the school and how they all kind of run in the same socioeconomic circles. But Stanford's are a degree removed from most of the rest of the conference. And the conference is a lot of different birds than what we think of as the college football ecosystem. Does everybody buy that?
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
Yeah, Stanford's a lot of Martin Shkreli did nothing wrong.
Right. So what I'm saying is a charming outsider could come in.
Ooh.
And make a hard sell in the room. And Stanford could look at this person's resume and say, well, he seems confident and he's a man. And that's how we end up welcoming Houston Dale Nutt to the farm.
Yes! All right. Yes!
He's got West Coast experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And by the way, with a roll of 15, Houston Dale Nutt, he's picking up that phone.
Oh,
and brother,
is he?
What was your bar for Houston Nutt? One?
I have him
successfully
at
rolled the die.
I have him at a one.
Identifying a set of dice in a series of pictures.
Stanford football is fun again.
Yeah, what are we going to offer Houston Nutt here?
Oh, let's see. We've got to
minimum wage.
We've got to give him a living wage. So a minimum wage for Palo Alto. So that would be $280,000 a year.
You're paying him less than like interns at Facebook.
Yep.
Sure am.
Yep.
And that's
16.
A 16 out of 20. Houston Dale Nutt is picking up what you are putting down. He's like, I'll negotiate the next deal. I'll get it.
I forget him the cotton ball.
He'll get it back.
It's a dream. The impossible dream.
This one actually is
to fight. The unbeatable foe.
Point. Got a point.
The bear. With unbearable sorrow.
I cannot believe that we pulled this random.
To climb where the brave may not go.
We have a fan revolt on our hands.
Son of a. What fans?
Let me pull fan revolt on this one. So we're going to see if Houston Dale Nutt can mesmerize the crowd.
It's because you called it Facebook and not Meta. They're pissed.
Okay.
Houston Dale Nutt stages a tent revival on campus. Roll me.
Tent revival from Houston Dale Nutt gets a two! A two out of 20!
I'm gonna let you one more.
Can I try again or do I skip this round?
I'm gonna go ahead and give you one more try. It's a three. I can't roll anything.
Does this mean Holly tried to hire Houston Nutt and it didn't go through?
I'm gonna see if Stanford can deny our Lord. Our Lord and Savior.
You already rolled three times. This feels
yeah.
I just want to see.
I can't. Okay. Wow. Okay. Better. No, it's good. I like this. I like this.
Google employees. Holly,
this leaves him on the board for Iowa. So
it sure does, Ryan. I'm so glad you
They staged a fan revolt to get Houston Dale Nutt after he had a tent revival.
Because there's only one of them.
Yep. His wildly unsuccessful tent revival.
This is actually the most realistic thing that could have happened.
I like that it's basically just like, it's just Condoleezza Rice being like, fuck that. No, absolutely not.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go root for the coach with the drone.
God, it was the impossible dream.
Oh, God. So, Jason, you are up with Iowa State.
I don't have a plan here, I got to be honest. Iowa State has been dreadful for most of the last century, good for like 2 years. And that got our coach to the Chicago Bears. Is that what happened?
That is correct.
Okay. Well,
why don't you run it back?
Case,
you could run it back.
I think what we're going to do is we're just going to trade. Give me Matt Nagy.
Matt.
I think you can deliver the standard Ohio State Iowa State results, right? We're not aiming that high again for a while.
Well, listen, with a score of 17 out of 20 on that roll, Matt Nagy is driving. He's driving there already. Why don't you call him with the numbers? Because I'm just going to go ahead and say that deal. Give me a number. Just give me a number.
900,000. You need the job, buddy.
Yeah, he's sprinting, buddy. He's sprinting. He took the express Greyhound to get there. 900K for Matt Nagy, sold to Iowa State. Ryan, you are still on the board for Ole Miss. You get another
I have Georgia Southern first, don't I?
You know, we could do Georgia Southern first because they have their shit
together.
Because they might have their shit together, unlike Ole Miss.
Ryan, your camera looks like you're a Force ghost, and I just want to say that's amazing.
Yeah, it just got very dark in Nashville. I would like to use a steal.
Uh-oh. Ooh, our first steal.
I would like to steal Jeff Munkin to come coach at Georgia Southern.
Bitch!
It's pretty strong.
It's just there.
No, entirely. Like, I'm cussing because it's a good idea. All right, I'm putting Duke football, hell yes, Duke football back on the board.
Duke's back on the board. Georgia Southern is assuming the salary they're going to pay.
Yeah, Georgia Southern is now selling its campus.
That's right.
Jeff Munkin's right. Salary.
Listen, we're going to have Publix money soon. It's going to be fine.
Georgia Southern's just selling coke, just selling blow. We've got to move this weight in order to afford Jeff Munkin's salary.
That's how much we went the triple fucking option.
That's how much they would do this. You realize everything we've done is really realistic, up to and including Houston not having a failed tent revival in Palo Alto.
Georgia Southern starting a drug trade to fund the triple, like, is somewhere starting. Stephen Godfrey is like, this is everything I've ever wanted.
Everything is. that is powerful. Powerful work on your part. Ryan has used one of his steals and has picked for Georgia Southern. Holly.
Oh, God. Okay, so do I go back to...
I think you should pick
Iowa.
I think
Duke, or do I pick
you should
Iowa?
Pick Iowa.
I think you should do Iowa.
Give Duke time to think.
Yeah.
Give Duke time to think.
Lick their wounds.
So... I think we all know the way Iowa is trending in the event that Kirk Ferentz does ever actually retire. And, you know, it's a cliche, but also we have to end this game at some point today. And I'm actually surprised, given the degree of nepotism in coaching circles, how few actual sons of actual head coaches there are standing right there ready to snatch the job. But anyway, I think Kendall Briles will be great at Iowa. And... this definitely won't start a blood feud with the remaining Ferentz family that I will not deliciously watch unfold and savor every moment.
Okay, so...
Also, he's an inveterate piece of shit, so he'll do great at Iowa.
So we have... Oh boy, with a roll of 17 out of 20, Kendall Briles is...
You're telling me he's interested in money?
He's picking up what you're putting down, okay?
All right.
What are we going to offer this gentleman?
2.5. Well, but a big assistant pool.
Ooh, see? Savvy. Savvy. Is he pitching?
He won't use it because he knows. He won't use the assistant pool because he knows that's how you get people who undermine you and try to take your job.
That's how you get Ferences on the coaching staff.
Yeah.
I was like, it would be very funny if he retained Brian, and Brian was like, fine.
All right, Iowa off the board.
For now, until someone steals Kendall Briles, Ryan, nope. Bitch.
Nope.
Whoa.
I'm good. Yep.
We do have this. Jason, you are next with, let's see.
I honestly have no idea.
You have UNC. You have UNC left.
No, Mac came home.
No, I sent Mac back.
Or you sent Mac, so Mac's
or do they not want him back because he left?
The
very
next day.
Oh, wow.
and now Mac is stuck in the middle.
So now we have an untethered Mac Brown in space and time.
We have an untethered Mac Brown on the board.
Hoping to catch on as a Bears assistant.
Mac has finally caught a flight with nowhere to land.
This is Major Tom to ground control.
Actually, hang on. Can I solve this in one move, can I get through it with just one roll to see if it all succeeds?
I will let
make it a high roll. Make it a high roll.
Go ahead.
Okay. If I get above a
15. 15
okay,
or higher.
If I get 15 or higher.
Yeah.
I'm going to move because, again, Stanford doesn't have any friends and doesn't talk to people and don't know anybody.
And is too good for you, snut.
Which is great because I'm going to move Todd Graham to Stanford and send Mac Brown to Hawaii.
We are going to try for the extremely difficult double move.
Shit.
Oh, we have failed.
Seven.
I presume that this actually ended with like Todd Graham like dying in a plane crash. That's how this happened. That's a seven. So right now UNC is unoccupied.
Engineered by Lincoln Riley.
UNC
didn't want to play against him, the coward. the assassination of Todd Graham by the coward Lincoln Riley.
Jason, if you would like to fill the UNC job.
What if I wouldn't?
I think Jason would be great at the UNC job.
Thank you for the offer, Spencer. What are you
interested?
Offering? Roll and
is
see
Jason,
if I will take it.
Let's see. Oh, dude, I just rolled a 20 out of 20. You are taking the UNC. Jason has taken the UNC job.
Congratulations. Listen, my eyes just fell on a name on the coaching page that I have not thought of in at least easily 10 years. If Jason, I'm going to ask for another special here. If Jason doesn't want to fill the UNC job, Can I do one role just for this name that just jumped out on the page and we can all submit him en masse because it would be funny. I think we all agree for Brennan Carroll to get a head coaching job at last.
Oh my God.
Well,
do you know who he is right now?
I thought you were going to say Willie Korn. I got to be honest.
Do you know where, I would never just besmirch Willie Korn's name like that. Do you know where Brennan Carroll is coaching right now? Because it explains some things.
No idea.
He's Jed Fish's OC.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh.
Cool.
Okay.
You have left, I believe.
I have Duke and Stanford.
You have Duke and Stanford. You somehow ended up with the two blue bloods.
Yeah.
Like literal blue bloods. And we have one more SEC job open because Ole Miss has still declined to employ a coach.
A wallflower at the cotillion.
Not one candidate has sent a thank you note. Not a single one.
So is it my turn to for Ole Miss?
Yes. Yes, it is your turn for Ole Miss.
I would like to
partner Do-si-do.
I would like to offer this job to Dana Holgorsen.
First of all, let's see if Dana is picking up what you're putting down. Yeah, no,
I
no.
I feel like this needs at least three random events to go with.
With a 14 out of 20, he's got that going.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I own pants.
Yeah, hello. You gotta answer the phone. How do you know if you won a contest or not?
I gotta comb my what?
red cups?
Well, I cups.
Dana's interested. What are you gonna offer him, man?
There's so much riverboat gambling in the state. You don't have to offer him shit.
Well, I know
he'll make his own money.
I know I'm going up against Tillman, so I'm gonna offer him. Did we ever see what Brian Kelly's getting from LSU?
10.
Jesus wept.
I want to offer Dana Holgorsen 11.
Just so Notre Dame doesn't swoop in.
11 bucks is great.
So let's see if he's interested in $11 million to coach. Could you sweeten it a little bit? Can we throw in a boat? Can you give me a catfish farm?
$11 million.
Can you just give me a big catfish?
$11 million and an RV with 40,000 miles on it.
You know what? I'm just gonna ignore that role. It's done.
No. Let me keep going.
No, the RV
he
really
just
killed
cheated
it
on your behalf.
The RV really killed the deal there.
I think because it's like,
oh, that sounds like a lot of maintenance, brother.
Okay. All right. Let me change the deal. $12 million and a new RV every year.
Oh shit.
$12 million and a new RV every year. 15 out of 20.
Yeah, that's right. These are gonna smell terrible.
That way the girls can't tell which RV is yours.
I like a house where you can change the license plate.
At the end of every year, you have to just burn these things.
I just bury all my memories of the year in the RV and burn it. That's what I do.
I'm building a crypt out of old RVs. I want to be buried there with all my stuff.
$11. Excellent.
I have opened up a job now for, I guess Jason has to fill the Houston
job.
Yes,
he has to fill the Houston job. And by the way, you have one more because the last random event I'm pulling before we finish this out is the sudden retirement of Nick Saban. Alabama is
up. God.
Pete Golding coming home.
Ooh,
and actually, Jason, I'm going to assign Alabama to...
Give me Bama.
You want Bama?
I got Duke and Stanford. Bama just makes three.
Let's see. Jason has cleared his deck.
Oh, never mind. Give him Bama.
So I'm going to go ahead and give him Bama. Jason, you start ruminating on that. Holly, you have two of those. I'll let you see if you can get another package deal if you want so we can clear our deck.
That was a beautiful... like comet shooting across the sky.
We could cause another plane crash, you know, if you want to. Let's go ahead and fill them out.
I know you could.
Picking now for Duke.
No, I need some time. You've thrown everything into disarray.
I'm ready.
Idea.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I'm gonna try the same. Sorry, I'm gonna pick for Stanford. I'm gonna try the same strategy a third time.
Okay.
With an even dumber candidate.
Excellent.
Because again, Stanford for the third time, you have no friends, and I think it's very typical and technocratic of you that the 20-sided die keeps rolling against me. But Mike Stoops.
Stoops.
Mm-hmm. Bring some
West
passion.
West Coast experience. Mm-hmm. West Coast experience. West Coast
that's
experience.
About it.
And probably still has some sunscreen left over.
Mike Stoops has rolled a 1 out of 20.
What the fuck, man?
Mike Stoops is too sleepy.
Did anybody else roll a 1 this entire time?
Mike Stoops is too sleepy to take the Stanford job.
Well, that's the first low point total Mike Stoops has ever been associated with.
All right,
though.
Go back around. I'm going to go again. We can't fill the Stanford job.
Nobody wants the Stanford job.
This is how Major Applewhite ends up coaching Stanford or something.
Jason, Bama.
Big game B.O.B. Bill O'Brien.
Oh, and elevation. Yeah.
With Pete out,
we need continuity.
The Saban era, 7 playoff trips in 8 years or whatever it is. Why would you start over from scratch? Keep a good thing going.
Mm-hmm. Listen, the threshold for him to be interested in this was real low, and you hit a 19 out of 20, buddy. Yeah. Bill is hitting that hook. What are we going to offer him? What are we paying him?
Well, we're paying Coach $10 million. What's Saban make?
He's going to make $10 million, so you might as well assume $10 million. They'll raise his deal to whatever.
Okay, so, you know, we'll just cost of living increase. Bill O'Brien's making $12 million a year.
$12 million a year. Bill O'Brien, it's a 6. Can you sweeten it a little bit? Can you just bump that up a little bit?
What if you give him all the notes on Nick Saban's underwater real estate deals? He now owns all of Nick's debt.
He's less interested in now that you've mentioned Nick Saban's debt.
I'm not associating him with Nick's real estate. No, we're...
Yeah,
we're doing quite the opposite.
No, I mean Nick owes him money. Now.
Yeah.
He's the debt holder. He gets to short Nick Saban's investment.
That's a different deal.
Yeah.
So
to speak.
Yeah. No, he's still not buying it. Can I get one more? Because it's a big job. Bill's.
I know you're not this smart.
I'm going to offer Bill O'Brien $85 million a year.
$85 million. You know what? And at 11 out of 20, he's just barely on board. Bill Damn. O'Brien all, for all right.
I don't feel goodness. Great about it. I don't think I got I'll second it, thoughts, but
I'll give it a shot for a year.
Ryan, can I have you pick?
Peak Golding is floored across the what?
There's that much money in the world?
What?
He almost makes as much as I do. Ryan, Houston.
Houston.
Yes.
Ryan Houston.
Okay. Stage. I think Houston's going to go with a coordinator for this pick. No. Gary Patterson is in state and he's angry. And we're going to bring him over to Houston, and we're going to put Gary Patterson in red, and that's just going to look terrible.
GP,
we call this a Texas two-step.
I would say that with
big,
a total
wet,
of
red Gary Patterson,
with a total of 17 out of 20. By the way, GP is indeed with me.
That's
we
right,
are
like
on
the Kool-Aid man crashing through the wall.
You know, he's at his best when he's at his best when he's entering the Big 12, not mm-hmm. when he's staying in.
That's
the Big
right.
12.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. What you going to pay him?
Houston to the Rose Bowl.
Gary Patterson, I want you to be hungry. I want you to do this for the right
literally.
Reasons.
He's already going to be thirsty.
I'm going to give you 170.
$170,000
a year.
With incentives.
170. How bad does GP want it? That's a three. You're going to have to go up a little
All
bit.
All right, Gary, I'm going to double it. $340,000 a year.
Dude, he went from a 3 to a 20. He is sold for $340,000
a year. He had his eye on something that costs $300,000, mm-hmm. I guess.
He did.
It's that Gattaca surgery.
Gary Patterson, get Gattaca surgery.
I hate that, Jubal.
Challenge.
My GoFundMe. Holly still... Has,
Stanford
still has to reach the impossible to fill Stanford
like,
job.
Like, no. I say this I with it. Love. I think you should think about using a steal for Stanford at this point.
Hang on.
Stanford steal?
All right, hang on. Stanford doesn't have friends, but maybe I've been taking the wrong approach because they do actually meet people, and it's at other Pac-12 conferences. And if there's one thing they understand, it's, you're a management consultant. Herm Edwards, come to Stanford.
Wow.
God, that sounds boring.
God, this better fucking work.
Okay, Herm Edwards. Herm Edwards is with a 2 out of 20, Herm Edwards doesn't know. Herm doesn't know where Stanford is.
I'm telling you, you got to use a steal. I think that's the only way. I don't think
but
you can.
Somebody else has one open.
Yeah,
but that's have to
fine.
Stanford.
That's fine.
All right, let's roll one more. Condi Rice.
Condi Rice for Stanford. Six. Even Condi Rice
God,
is not interested.
Wow. She's ever made that I've agreed
in
with.
In Stanford. It's the first boondoggle that she doesn't want.
What a doomboggle. Hang on. All right. Last one. If this doesn't work, I'll steal. Jeff Fisher.
Come on!
Even Jeff Fisher with
wow.
a 9 out of 20
wow.
is passing on the
wow.
Stanford gig. It's just radioactive. Why don't we try filling the Duke gig first? Fill the Duke gig.
God.
And we'll
Jeff
come
Fisher
back to...
I bet Jeff Fisher will take that job.
Oh. The Duke one's easy.
Who?
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll being offered the Duke gig. Pete is...
Son of a bitch.
Pete is not... Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody likes my ideas.
You right now are on... You're getting skunked.
I know.
Left and right here.
I know. All right. Sorry. We have to go back to Stanford. There's one more card I didn't play.
All right. Go ahead.
No. Man, I hate to consign this to Duke, but now that Cut is gone, maybe they're just Duke again.
Mm-hmm.
And in an institutional sense, I kind of feel like they do deserve each other and would absolutely do this. John Gruden.
John Gruden is
one.
Not a 1 out of 20. You are on
what
a
wow.
freezer.
We tried Houston at Stanford. What if we run him up the flagpole at Duke?
Let's try it.
Four.
Holy
He's four.
Shit.
Wait, is this the end of the game? Have we just
we have we have two
have
schools
we
to we,
cul-de-sac?
We got two
yeah.
schools
did,
to fill
did Ryan
here.
Ryan use up all the good rolls.
Ryan
maybe
Ryan used up all the good
Ryan's
rolls.
Ryan's getting like straight 19s and 20s, and I think I'm the only one who's actually rolled a one. Oh wait, I got another Stanford thing
okay.
that they absolutely would fucking do.
What
Tony Dungy?
Tony Dungy at Stanford is an eight.
Fuck me, an eight. Man. You cannot I'm so roll confident. Over.
Should we just Maybe like eliminate confident. Stanford and Duke from FBS I think, at this point?
I think that's due a to sign.
I think all right. Here, I think Stanford has officially dropped football. I think Duke is still in the mix. I think this shows us that Stanford has dropped football.
We're gonna open this. I will take any suggestions to fill the Duke job. Let's give it a run. Anybody?
What if we let the listener at home do it?
Wow.
Y'all, I think that's a great idea.
Sound off in the comments.
If you have seen anyone who can coach Duke football and who will take the job for the salary of $64,000
a year. You know who's still out there?
Yeah, Dan Enos.
Mac Brown's. Mac Brown's spurned by UNC.
Mac Brown going right. down.
Hold on. Yes. You ready? Let's see.
17 out of 20. You did it.
Oh. You did it. Stanford drops football and Duke hires Mac Brown.
I'm going to suck the life out of this chapel.
Mac with a chance to avenge UNC for not hiring him after he quit.
Quit and then wanted to come back and then had to go.
He's gonna show up at practice just to glower.
That's a good coaching cycle.
And we killed Stanford. This is great.
Yeah, this worked out for everyone. Herm Edwards turning it down was really a low point.
That was a low point for me psychologically.
No thanks. I don't want to go there.
Got all my stuff in Arizona. Can't leave.
I like it better here.
I didn't think a simple D20 simulator could really push so much emotional stress.
It really
but
doesn't like me, and it loves Ryan.
Man, Ryan.
It's in a large company there.
It's because the robots are scared of Ryan's Philly jacket.
That's gotta be it.
He'll smash me if I don't bend the knee.
We must know. So we must respect.
Feed him 20s. Feed.
Or he'll hit us with a baseball bat.
He'll bench Hitchbot. That was his friend, and we tore him to pieces.
Hey, now that's starting Duke quarterback Hitchbot now. Hey, we're going to get the Giants to take him in the third round.
It's like a shiny metal Sam Howell.